It's difficult to draw up a definitive list of writers by whom I've been inspired. In a sense, almost everyone I've read and liked is an example to me of how to write engagingly. And there are writers I admire and respect because they can tell a very good story, but whose writing, I would say, is definitely below a certain standard. The idea of the storyteller, however, is something I discovered around the age of 7. I realised that someone had the power to create a fictional world which would involve me as vividly, or possibly even more vividly, than anything in my actual life, and that was astounding. I became conscious that there were writers who had that magical gift. In that sense, I suppose the most inspirational writer was the one who made me read their work again and again and again. That was Edgar Rice Burroughs, and Tarzan of the Apes was the book that I read, and reread almost obsessively from the age of 7 until I was about 10. It led me to also read his science fiction works set on the planet Barsoom. Burroughs was inspiring because he taught me that writing had the power to entertain and to educate. Since then, my reading list has expanded. And if I think of writing which is inspirational, then I think of writers whom I could only dream of emulating. They would include Karen Blixen and T.E. Lawrence, the poet Louis MacNeice, and brilliant raconteurs like Francis Chichester. Chichester's The Lonely Sea and the Sky is so beautifully written, so poetic, and yet so filled with clarity, much like Lawrence's Seven Pillars of Wisdom, that I often pick it up just to flick through it and admire the superlative prose style. For his use of language, I also return to Tennessee Williams and another American, better known as a film star than a writer, Sterling Hayden. Hayden produced an autobiography entitled Wanderer. It's a superlative, bracingly honest examination of what it means to escape to sea and a love letter to sailing. In nature writing, there are many inspirational writers, Gavin Maxwell and his otters, Ronald Lockley and his seabirds, and J.A. Baker for his writing on peregrines. Two others are always on my shelf, Barry Lopez, who wrote the mesmerizing Arctic Dreams, and another American, Peter Matteson, whose account of the quest to film great white sharks, Blue Meridian, is hard to beat for its combination of documentary and lyricism. It's only now, when I start to really pick and choose, that I find that the writing I find inspirational is often to do with water, islands, and the sea. It's not, I think, a coincidence that my first published book was about the underwater world, but simply that the art of trying to put into words the appeal of the outdoors seems to me of particular relevance. And perhaps Burroughs and his depiction of a man alone in the wilds of Africa set in train a love for the natural environment that has followed me all of my life.